I think the world of peace is pleasant for all of us. It's no matter where it could talk about that. But I think Turkey is the best place for being as an Asian as well as being as European, you know, the between both of them. And that could be a bridge between Europe and Asia. And I think that's the best place to talk about the peace, to ask the world leaders to come across and to be together, to think how science and technology should use for building peace, for creating peace, instead of using peace will never come without globalization, you know, and globalization never come without understanding each other, without respect the diversity of cultures, religion, and all walks of life. So if we really think about that, and even in Islam tells us how to respect the other religion, how to respect the other culture, how to respect the human. If we do that, then of course we will work towards the globalization and towards peace movement. Otherwise, if we do not teach our children today to be in the path of peace movement, how we should expect it that today the society and the world should be a place that our children should live in dignity and without, you know, consider their cultures, their religion, their skin, and so many other barriers and challenges that today we are facing too. You know, that is the mistakes of, unfortunately, the world leaders up to now, that it was always women were excluded from the peace dialogue, from the peace movement, from, you know, important decision, you know, in the world when they were about to make or they made in the past. So I would like to call to the world leaders from through your channel and telling them that the peace movement and peace never could build without equality, without thinking about the equity. So when women are not part of the peace building, when women are not part of peace movement, how we can talk about the freedom, about equality, because they are come at a time that there should be no discrimination and should be respect for all human, without thinking about the gender, without thinking about any type of discrimination, of course.
Exactly. And how do you evaluate Turkey's actually role in that, or perhaps Turkey, do you think Turkey could be a model and presenting Muslim women to the world?
Of course, and I hope so, because Islam never asks anyone to, you know, to misrespect the other religion. You know, you can see that concept here strongly existed. People are respected as a human, and it is always no one concerned and no one consider their the religion that they are practicing, the culture that they have, the skin that they have, and I hope Turkey should be a model of that, showing for non-Muslim countries that Muslim countries can provide freedom for their nations, freedom for the, especially for women movement, and women are here part of the decision-making process. So when there is respect for human, it means respect for women. Women's right is human rights, as everybody says. So I can see that that sense here, it is strongly existed, and everybody respect people has the way that they are, has the way that they look like, but no one thinking about they should be in this color means that the discrimination is not, I haven't seen it. So even if Turkey is a Muslim country, but still everybody can live in dignity and everybody can live. Because the perspective of non-Muslim country is that wherever Islam is, there is conflict. Wherever Muslim country is, there's poverty. So Turkey should be a good example, and it is a good example that Turkey is progressing very well, and Turkey one day could be part of Europe, and Turkey is a Muslim country too. I think if we read Quran and if we believe on Islam and implement that in a real practice, that you can see there is no discrimination in Quran and no discrimination in Islam. And there is many, many positive stories from Muhammad Rasulullah that says that you should be kind to your neighborhood. And it's never said that which neighborhood, he should be a Muslim or she should be a non-Muslim. And even there is stories that Muhammad Rasulullah were very kind to a neighbor who was not Muslim. And even at the time that you were sick, Rasulullah was asking where that guy is. And even the wife of that guy making so many trouble on the way of Muhammad going to the mosque. And one day which that trouble was stopped, Muhammad was afraid, where that man is, you know, what's happened to that? And then they found out that he's sick, and then they went to his house and told him, you know, how are you, what can we do for you? And then that man immediately became a Muslim man, because he said the culture which is existed in Islam, I cannot find it in any religion. So means that in Islam always it was you know, called to all Muslim people to respect your neighborhood, your brother, and united is the topic, the best and the important topic in Islam, that if you are not united, you cannot understand each other. If you are not seeing your neighborhood, you cannot understand his or her problem. So I think union and you know, being together, solidarity is what really I believe in Islam is very well elaborated, and it is, you know, teaching everybody to be united, to encourage the other to be in, you know, part of this union, and solidarity and respect for everybody. Congratulations, A9 TV, and really I love it.